Proclamation number 8860 dated the September 27th, 1964. Correction of a big error. Continuation of No. 8858 and 8859. I cannot let you, who have accepted the task of spreading and supporting the truth, live in error, and therefore you first need to know where error has crept in. You will see that all doctrines will be pulled to pieces and that you will then have to stand firm, which you will be able to do if you are in possession of the truth. Then you will succeed in disproving every objection, for I myself will place the words into your mouth, but I can only do so when I recognize that you only want to advocate the purest truth, in which case you need not fear anyone who wants to shake your faith. For this reason I instruct you to the very last detail and draw your attention to where error has crept in, always bearing in mind that one day you will have to voice your opinion, and then you should be able to maintain it. You should not let yourselves be intimidated but always defeat the adversary with my word when you come across contradictions, for I will not leave you without help. I know every question and will answer it for you so that you will never be at a loss for a reply. And you should always ask people whether they desire nothing but the pure truth, for only this is decisive. People still have far too little desire for truth. They do not appeal for protection against all errors sincerely enough, on account of which the one they need to guard against is able to intervene. But all people believe that they desire the truth. In that case, however, they would be unable to make mistakes, for I truly protect everyone who wants to serve me in the spreading of the truth. However, you, who possess the right desire for truth, will become suspicious as soon as you discover a misguided teaching, and then you need only make contact with me and I will always enlighten you as to how such misguided teaching had come about and what it consisted of. This is why the process of creation was explained to you in such a way that your God and Creator's love, wisdom and power was its reason, so that you can no longer doubt His perfection either. Everything has been explained to you with greater than great love which is boundless and gives itself to all created beings, even those which had once fallen away from me. For love cannot perish, it follows those who are lost in the abyss and tries to motivate them to return. For this reason I portray the act of creation such that I also embrace the first being with boundless love, that I delighted in its bliss and that I would never ever have withdrawn my love had the being not rejected it voluntarily. But I have also explained to you what free will entailed, that the being was able to change itself and had left the eternal order, and that, because it possessed free will, it could not be prevented from distancing itself from my law of eternal order. The sin consisted of leaving my law, but at no time ever did I cause a being to do so, since this would contradict my love. I myself am fundamentally good. Nothing exists in me which disagrees with the law, nor can I hate any being. I will always pursue it with my love. I merely cannot make a being blissfully happy if it has transgressed against me. And neither can I say that it was my will that the first being should fall. You do not know me in my immense love and mercy which speaks no harsh words, regardless of how guilty you are. I merely state what corresponds to facts, nevertheless, without getting angry, for my love is greater than my wrath, and whatever I implement according to my eternal plan of salvation only ever happens for love, which is intended for you for all eternity. Anyone who therefore believes that Lucifer had to fall in order to be a welcome tool for me, thus, in order to serve me as a direct opposite, confuses the knowledge of his will, which was known to me from the start, with a purpose for the being. For this will was, because it was free, opposed to me, so that I was able to build my plan of salvation on it. The fact that a being, which was created in all perfection, was able to turn into the opposite, that it could feel such depth of hate towards me, cannot be attributed to me, as I am love itself and did not withdraw my love from this being either, because hatred is an ungodly quality which can never find room in me but which, since free will was able to distance itself from me so vastly, was also able to turn into intense hate. But that does not mean that hatred is present in me, that I incorporate everything, good as well as evil. Everything that exists in me is in divine order, only that which is outside of me is also outside of the eternal order. You humans must understand that it is incorrect for you to believe that you can discover even the slightest wrong order in me, since then I would not be perfect, which only good in its highest perfection can be. The fact that my infinite love is also accompanied by justice is certainly the cause for all kinds of suffering and adversities affecting you humans, but I would only too gladly keep them at bay if your right inclination of will would allow for it. And thus the distance of my first created being has become so vast because he himself caused this distance from me which, for the sake of justice, I cannot reduce arbitrarily. Instead, he will remain my direct opposite from me in my plan of salvation until he, too, can finally be redeemed. Therefore I explain the act of creation to you such that you won't follow a wrong line of thought which will make you doubt my supremely perfect nature which externalized everything in most profound love. And where love is present, no evil thought can ever determine the fall of a being, a thought, which can never be from me because I'm supremely perfect. Amen.